This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you for filling in.
This is Covino and Rich.
Man, that all sounded way too good. Sitting around on your butt eating, watching football?
Put it this way. I can't wait.
What's up?
Hey. Good morning, Kate Talvantos Locos. Covino and Rich can't wait like Bart Scott to stuff our faces, watch some foosball, rub our bellies. Be lazy. Avoid company. That's the plan.
Avoid
Steve Covino
company.
Here. Yeah, I'm live in Idaho. Live in Idaho right now. That's Rich Davis and the whole team, Fox Sports Radio team, Perfett, Danny G, Spot. All in Los Angeles. By the way, Danny G super producing at 877-99 on Fox. Happy Thanksgiving to the Fox Sports Radio Nation. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. So lots to get to today, Rich. Coach Pop in the news. We're going to throw it back on this Thursday.
And we got three big football games today. I'm excited. So we're going to talk a bunch of NFL, some NBA. I got to ask, is this the one of two times that you find parades to be acceptable? Or are you a parade type of guy? Because I feel like for me, there's two parades I'm cool with. Thanksgiving Day parade because, I don't know, your kid, I remember watching, and then at the end, Santa's there, ready to break in the Christmas season. And if your team wins a championship, that parade. Besides that, I'm sort of like parades are a pain in the ass.
When Rich and I agree, Fox Sports Radio, it is fact. And I'll tell you what, I have no patience for a parade. Oh, you know what, man? I do. I have one more exception. I have one more exception to the rule.
I think I know what it is.
When you are a parent and you see the look on your kid's face when they see Mickey Mouse and they see all the Disney characters in their little magical Disney parade at Disneyland or Disney World.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be too cool for that.
Yeah.
It's a magical moment. It really is, especially the nighttime one and the fireworks come and Tinkerbell goes floating across the castle.
You know, I was just thinking about, you know, opening day, like your Little League parade when you're a kid. So that's four. Do I like parades more than I think?
That was a proud feeling, I'm not going to lie.
But then again, the St. Paddy's Day parade's fun. And the Puerto Rican
number
Day parade.
Number five. Number six. God,
man, there's a lot of parades I like. Damn
well,
it.
You know what it is? As a broadcaster, there was an old sort of saying and mantra that the lowest form of broadcasting is a parade. But now even my thoughts are changing on that, Rich, because all I have to do is introduce Snoopy coming down Main Street. Like, who cares about that? If you're going to pay me, I'll do that.
And it's usually done by, you know, a heavy hitter in the broadcasting world. But the old joke was there's nothing more embarrassing than calling a parade.
It's the Red Power Ranger making his way down Main. If they're going to pay me, I'll do that any day of the week.
I mean, that
but-
is
I'll tell you what, when it comes to Thanksgiving and traditions, the parade is very much a part of it for me. Look, growing up, every other holiday is marketed to children in such a better way than Thanksgiving. as a kid, Thanksgiving is sort of the weakest holiday. And the only thing I looked forward to growing up was waking up early and enjoying the parade. And, dude, when you see Santa, first of all, you see all your favorite characters, right? So that's fun as a kid. But when you see Santa, you know that's the unofficial start to Christmas time. And that got you all fired up. Like, yes! So I always did enjoy the Thanksgiving, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I don't hate on that. But, yeah, maybe we do appreciate them more than we thought. Because usually I hate on them. Like, yeah. No way am I going to some stupid parade.
Parades are one of those things that it's easy to be like, they stink. And then the more you think about it, you're like, all right, maybe they're sort of fun.
We were also kept indoors for 3 years. We dealt with a pandemic. There's so much negativity in the news now. I think that if you're saying, hey, people are gathering together for a good time, your instinct and default now has to be like, yeah, I'm not going to get in the way of that. That's fun.
I'm down. Sounds fair.
Whatever. So enjoy your parades.
On that note, put the parade on TV. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Can we get the parade?
Get the parade on TV? Come on, Danny. New characters this year?
Oh, there's a Bluey float.
Oh, I love it. Where's Bluey from? Because I love how they speak about the characters. They're like, fresh from Australia, we have Bluey coming down the road.
Yeah. Again, lowest form of broadcasting, but fun for the kids, fun for the family. And Rich, you hit the nail on the head, though. This is Fox Sports Radio. It's Thanksgiving. We're thankful. Shout out to Dan Patrick and the Danettes and all his listeners. When your sport team wins, there is no more fun. Mandatory, got to take the day off from work. Mandatory, have to bring your kid. You know, I'll never forget, ever. Because I know you think I'm a spoiled Yankees fan, but I'll never forget being a college kid in 1996 and waiting my whole life at that time, for the most part. I didn't parade it up in 81 or whatever, right? So in 96, when they won, I'm there as an independent young man partying up with the fans. Man, nothing cooler than that. The ticker tape parade, your heroes, nothing cooler. So, you know, it's easy to hate on a parade. Believe me, we've done it for years. But when you really think about it,
it's fun.
Some really fun moments.
It's fun.
I love a parade.
Yeah. So today we got Lions, Packers, we got Cowboys and Commanders, and we got the nightcap. No, I don't wear one. Niners and the Seahawks, which I'm pumped about. But I got to ask this question before we get into Coach Popovich, and I feel like there's a parlay to be made today that's just like easy money, Rodney Dangerfield style. We'll talk Goodell. We'll talk Hall and Oates are in the news. So a lot of fun stuff here on CNR. But the Thanksgiving tradition of the Detroit Lions goes all the way back to 1934. The Cowboys goes back to 1966. And as of this year, they're calling it the John Madden Thanksgiving Celebration. That's how we're sort of calling the whole day of football action in the NFL.
Boom.
Boom. And I saw people on social media sort of discussing whether or not we're over the idea of the Lions and the Cowboys every year.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
And Perfett,
right,
from my cold, dead hands.
Perfett, you're going to be pleased to know. By the way, Perfett running the board today. What's up, Chris?
Perfett,
cold,
again,
dead hands. Colder than dead turkey.
Detroit Lions fan. He wears his, what is it, Honolulu Blue?
Honolulu Blue.
He wears his Honolulu Blue every day. It might be in the form of his chonies, but he's always
he's always representing
the Lions.
You know, Perfett, you might have thought, oh, is he going to say take it away?
No, not this year, because they're good.
No, I don't think they should ever. I feel like, listen, sometimes tradition is making the same mistake over and over and over. And sometimes tradition is good. And I think the NFL, believe it or not, has nailed it. Meaning, yo, you keep the tradition alive of the Lions and the Cowboys. And by the way, the reason they're hosting, I don't want to be, I know you're off today. You don't need a history lesson. It's not school time. But it all goes back to the same stuff. Teams wanting a little love, a little press. That's sort of the storyline behind both of these franchises. The Lions, 1934, they were having difficulty gaining any sort of popularity in their new city, so the owner, Richards, came up with the idea to schedule their biggest game of the year against their rival, the Bears.
Well, remember, part of the story is everybody told them not to do it. Like, it was
foolish.
You're crazy. Yeah, what are you, crazy? Football on Thanksgiving on a Thursday? And it was, like, unheard of.
Well, they'd been doing it since
25,000 people or something show up, and then every year more and more show up. Became a thing, and because it became so popular, I believe in the 60s, like 66 or something like that, Dallas team president Tex Schramm agreed to do the same thing.
Not 1966 or something. It is 1966. You were right.
I remember hearing the story where because they needed to do something, they just jumped on the bandwagon. It became history. And honestly, you know, Perfett said it. Now you're buzzing about it when both teams are good. The Lions haven't been 8-2 since 1962, since JFK was president. Now you want to stop this tradition or buzz about it? Two good teams that we're excited to watch.
Last time the Lions were this good, Danny J, Dodger Stadium opened. 1962. Marilyn Monroe died in 1962. The Mets were created in 1962.
Johnny Carson debuted in 1962.
So, I mean, we should be happy that, wow, the Lions were getting one of the most dominant teams, finally, on Thanksgiving Day. But I love the tradition of Lions and Cowboys.
Well, we used to have more on Thanksgiving. I think, to your point, that's why it's kind of really important to safeguard it. Because if you have forgotten, Texas and Texas A&M used to play Thanksgiving. And that was the biggest rivalry in Texas since 1978. But the breakup of those two teams when A&M goes to the SEC, like, takes it off from Thanksgiving. And now the question is, Texas going back to the SEC, is these two colleges actually hate each other? Will we get that bad back? But ever since it went away, what, like, people in Texas only talk about A&M in Texas. When are they going to play again? And will it be on Thanksgiving?
And that would be a cool rivalry rebirth. But what I do love what the NFL did, though, when you think about it, there's a combination of tradition or innovation. And Covino, you always quote the little tortilla girl.
The old El Paso tortilla girl was posed with a question.
It's a really tough
flour,
one.
Flour or corn tortillas? Soft or crunchy tortillas? And she looked at everyone in her family and said, why not both? And they celebrate her and they cheer her till this day. Why not both?
Why not both? So when
When
you talk about tradition or innovation, to quote the little tortilla girl from old El Paso, why not both? Why not tradition of, hey, let's keep the Cowboys and Lions on every year. And you know what they did in 06? I feel like I'm playing a history professor this morning. It was 06 when they added that third night game. And now, this year, the first ever Black Friday game. So, you know what? I'm never going to argue more football if it's reasonable. And I love the night game, and I love now the tradition of your first Black Friday game tomorrow, which is Jets-Dolphins. So,
what did I say before about the marketing of holidays, right? And you could say that waters them down, but it also makes them a lot more fun. Thanksgiving needs a little bit of a rebranding and needs more fun, and football goes hand-in-hand with Thanksgiving. Lean into that. That's the good side of it, aside from food and stuffing your face. And you can introduce new traditions without getting rid of the old ones. Why not both? And honestly, I feel like the one problem we do have, well, there's many, but a problem we have in this country is lack of culture, lack of traditions. Like, we got to lean into them and safeguard them, as Perfett said. Keep them going. That's what makes us American. That's what makes us a culture, a society.
America!
No, but it's true. Like, we need those traditions. And I have a few that I appreciate on Thanksgiving. Rich, one of them's coming back. Growing up, aside from all the football, and even your backyard football, because that's part of it, right?
Is that every family? Does every family at some point go outside and throw around the football? It's like
it's like the one time your uncle wants to, like, play with you.
Turkey bowl.
You hope it's the one time.
Time my uncle wanted to play with me. Can, what?
Yeah, someone just wants to, you know, hey, let's play catch, you know? No, run for a pass.
It is true. The Thanksgiving tradition of, like you said, we just encapsulate it all. The parade, Cowboys, Lions, now they've added other games, which is awesome. Thrown around the football, and I like to end the night with a little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles or Love Actually. Like, the one Thanksgiving movie
with that
or
trash movie. There's a porn scene in that movie. You want to bring up that trash movie amongst mixed company and little kids running around the house?
Love Actually is one of the greatest
movies
of all time.
Stinks. I was about to tell you about a movie that's coming back that's always been part of the tradition. For the first time in forever, we grew up in New York, WPIX is re-airing March of the Wooden Soldiers again on Thanksgiving.
Get that crap out of here. March of the Wooden Soldiers?
It's a Thanksgiving tradition, you bozo.
Love Actually.
Yeah, Love Actually. That movie's so overrated, dude. This is an actual endearing classic, American classic. Are you kidding me? So I'm telling you, it's back. Watch that one. It says and screams Thanksgiving, much like NFL football. And like Perfette said, even some college football. Enjoy your turkey ass. Enjoy your parade. And let's keep the traditions going. But let's add to them. That's the key here, Fox Sports Radio. You don't have to get rid of the old ones. You could just add some new ones. That's fine. And you could have your own. But let's share them. Like, does your family go rogue on Thanksgiving? Do you have something that, hey, maybe we could borrow? Maybe we could talk about? Let's hear your things. What do you do? Like, I'll give you another one, Rich. Maybe it's because I'm half Mexican. I don't know the deal. I don't know the answer to this. But growing up, like, my family didn't really... We always had turkey. Don't get it twisted. There was always turkey. But I know me personally wasn't always a big turkey guy. So...
What
he
do
always
mean,
had
what do you
ham.
Mean you're not a turkey guy.
I think it's much like your stupid Love Actually movie, overrated. That's just my personal opinion. And yeah. I know everyone's going to say, because you're not cooking it right. You have a deep fry.
I feel like this is the one day you can't complain about turkey.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Who's really
I'm not complaining.
Who's a turkey
I'm explaining.
Guy, though? Who's a turkey guy?
If it was so good, turkey. We'd have turkey
year
round.
Yeah, you'd have turkey year round. Outside of Thanksgiving, when do you put a turkey
because,
in the oven?
Spot, it's Christmas. Just a popular thing to dump on that
Shut
opinion,
up,
that's all.
No, turkey's for ham. Or Christmas, this is for ham.
Sliced turkey, like
ham.
Thinly cut at the deli, you know, turkey subs.
That's
those
different.
Are great.
That's different.
That's different. You know, turkey for me was never a big thing. But it's part of the tradition, so your family prepares one. But we always prepared a ham. Dude, and we always had tacos because my grandma had them on standby.
On Thanksgiving?
She kept them in her pockets.
Yeah, she had them in her pockets.
Here.
She always had them. So,
Christmas
again,
for me is seafood. It's, you know, Feast of Seven Fishes.
The Italians do it right on Christmas Eve and Christmas.
But that's part of the tradition that you incorporate.
I like what you said. I think that's the more fun question. We love the tradition. Like you said, enjoy your Lions and Cowboys and parades and all that. But has your family ever gone rogue? Like, do you know anyone where it's like, they're like, F turkey, F ham, and they're like, we're having lasagna for Thanksgiving? Or do you know someone that says, hey, you know what? Today,
I'm sure I've had it. I'm half Italian, too. I'm sure I've had it. I grew up in Jersey. Why not? Why would there be rules against lasagna? Please tell me that.
Well, I might have one for you. So this is technically, I don't even know if this counts because it was actually in Thanksgiving, and they do their own Canadian Thanksgiving in October.
Mm-hmm.
But the house I went to, they decided as, this isn't the main dish, but they decided as a side dish to serve pierogies.
I mean, no one's going to argue pierogies either.
I love pierogies.
No, they're great, but I don't think I usually quantify that as a Thanksgiving dish. You know what
on
I'm
Canadian
saying?
Thanksgiving, do they put syrup on their turkey?
Why not? Yes.
They put poutine.
That must be good for Baston.
Oh, poutine.
Ooh. Ooh.
Poutine stuffing?
Oh. Well, hey listen.
Rich, are there things that you've experienced from other people's traditions and you are like, I got to incorporate that? You ever go to another Thanksgiving and they're doing like bacon-covered dates, and they're just fantastic, and you're like, you know what? Got to incorporate these to my Thanksgiving feast.
Well, clearly, you went somewhere with bacon-covered dates. because that's pretty specific, but that
and
sounds
I'm
delicious.
Like, my house,
that
I
sounds
love
really good, actually.
Yeah. Well, hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving today. The games kick off, and that's the other fun thing, living on the West Coast. We're done here, filling in for Dan Patrick at 9 a.m. Local time. First game starts like a half hour later. By the time I get home, we'll be throwing on that first Lions game, Lions-Packers, so... It's on.
Hey, Rich, I have a question for you. Because, again, Santa makes his appearance later today, right? That's, back in the day, that's when Christmas sort of started. Now we play Christmas music, what, immediately after Halloween?
Dude, I went a few weeks ago even to try to find something for the house, a little decoration piece. We have people coming over, so you try to, you know, make the place look festive. All the fall stuff is gone. They had Christmas trees and stockings up, like, first week of November. There was no fall decor. My wife's like, can you get this? I'm like, babe, all they have is Christmas stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Since it's also the unofficial start to Christmas. Is there some sort of Christmas thing you can incorporate to start a tradition to get kids excited? Like, when does the elf make his visit? I've never lived the elf life. When does he make his first official appearance?
I think that starts soon.
Does that start in December?
I think every family's got their own different tradition. Again, I think the lesson to be learned here is there's a combination of keeping the traditions alive.
Well, that's what makes them traditions, yeah.
But also adding and innovating. You don't want to kill the traditions. You don't want to be that empty culture that just keeps moving on from things. And exactly. We brought this up because it was trending on Twitter for a little while where people are like, is it time we just have a rotation of the teams on Thanksgiving?
No,
it's like,
because
no.
The longer we keep these things going, the more special they become. And that's how traditions become traditions. So don't mess with the Lions. Don't mess with the Cowboys. Especially now when they're actually good. That makes no sense at all. And incorporate the other ones.
Just like the tradition of where I grew up, Scotch Plains.
Yeah.
Playing the tradition of where Covino grew up, Union. Every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Your high school's battled.
We were our Thanksgiving rivals.
That is true.
Did you remember hearing of the legend of Steve Covino?
Of course. I was looking for him. I wanted his autograph.
Judy Blume was homecoming queen.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, Judy Blume, the most popular person from Spot's hometown of Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Judy Blume.
So our number again is 877-99 on Fox if you want to share some of your rogue family traditions. And maybe it's nice to know, maybe you're not the only family that does that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's other families out there listening like, no, we do the same thing.
I'll check the feedback at Covino and Rich and 877-99 on Fox. Filling in for Dan Patrick, the great Dan Patrick. Happy Thanksgiving from Covino and Rich. We got more next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington. Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to the Covino and Rich Show. In for Dan Patrick. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. DJ Perfett playing the Beatles. Perhaps you've heard of them. Love Me Do.
I've heard of
them,
yeah.
They debuted 1962, the last time the Detroit Lions were 8-2.
Wow.
8-2. So the timing of people buzzing about let's get rid of the Lions tradition is a little suspect. Leave the Lions and the Cowboys alone. Let's add to our Thanksgiving traditions. Also, 1962. This is how long it's been, Professor, since your team mattered this much.
That's a good way to put it.
First game at Dodger Stadium, 1962. Yeah. Mets debuted.
Wow.
And they won 7 years later. Johnny Carson debuted. He had a 30-year run from 62 to 92. First Walmart opened, and now there's over 11,000 stores. It opened in Rogers, Arkansas. Marilyn Monroe died. The Jetsons premiered. Everyone was talking Cuban Missile Crisis. And the Beatles changed our lives. Beatlemania. So congrats to your Lions who are playing well. Again, I'm Covino, live from Idaho. Had a nice night last night. Biggest party night of the year. So I'm feeling it a little bit. But my excitement to be here.
What are you doing, Boise? Go around tipping potatoes? What are you doing?
I'll tell you all about it later.
What are you doing, Idaho?
Stuffing potatoes.
Because we got to talk Coach Pop and take some phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Rich, Spot, Danny G, Perfett. Everybody's back in Los Angeles. Wherever you are, thanks for hanging out with us. And happy Thanksgiving.
You know, Danny G came up with a great idea. A marketing opportunity missed. You know, we got the first Black Friday game. Danny, what was your idea?
Let's do a silver and Black Friday.
Oh, the Raiders should have owned that Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
If Mark Davis is not on the phone with the league office, I don't know what he's doing.
What are you doing?
Mark Davis was busy looking for a new barber. Dropped the ball on that one.
So, hey, we got the Black Friday game tomorrow. We got three games today. I'm a Niners fan, so I'm excited tonight. Niners, Seahawks. So we're going to go over the games. Let's say what's up to Hank in Virginia, hanging on Covino and Rich in for DP. What's up, Hank?
Gentlemen, man, when I found out you guys were, like, hosting the Patrick Show, I'm like, I'm in. I can't wait.
Perfect. So, what's up, man?
Got my, you know, my bribery ball. So the cats got a hold of her for a hot minute and did a little bit of, you know, penetration with the claws. But I got it away from him quickly and
nice.
No real damage.
It's not a Nerf football if it doesn't have a bite out of it for
him. Yeah, if you don't know what Hank's talking about, he won one of our Covino and Rich bribery Nerf footballs and his cat got at it. What else is going on, Hank?
Shout out to Monty, right, for Virginia's for Lovers that day. Owed a big time. But look, Cowboys fans, so one of the things that I obviously want my team to play, but what bothers me is for us to get the next week Thursday game as well. It's like, can you give us any more advantage? You know, first, we play a Monday night game against the Chargers, and then we go into our bye week. So we had to go, you know, play the following Sunday. The Cowboys have gotten all these breaks, and we keep getting breaks. And to be honest with you, it does. If somebody else needs to play next week, not us.
But you know what? You're playing the Seahawks, who are coming off a Niners Thursday night game tonight. So no real advantage. Two teams that are playing back-to-back Thursdays, that might be a first for all I know. But hey, that should be an easy one for you today.
Thank you, Hank.
They're almost,
thank you for all the feedback. I'm thankful for all the feedback we get for all the people listening, Rich.
They are almost two touchdown favorites, so a lot of people think that is the blowout of the day. Given the Commanders, not much of a shot. Maybe the Commanders with some points, maybe that's the bet today. We'll go over all that coming up here on Covino and Rich. Now, before we talk Coach Popovich, I want to give everyone just a heads up of something that'll definitely make you laugh. Our buddy Spot just showed me a video. You know comedian Godfrey, not Gilbert Godfrey who passed away, Godfrey.
Godfrey, one of our favorites, Chicago comedian Godfrey, who's been a guest on our show a bunch of times. He's a really cool dude. How do you describe him? Great smile.
That's great. Exactly. I'm going to tell him that. Wow, Covino, first descriptive.
I'm sure I have. Godfrey has a great smile, always bringing the fun. He's actually pretty ripped for a comedian.
I just picture him from that scene in Zoolander where they were in disguise trying to break into the computer. It was Godfrey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Godfrey.
It's Godfrey.
great smile and ripped. Those are the words you do. Wow.
He
you,
is.
You admired the Godfrey.
Dude, most, not all comedians are handsome and ripped like Matt Rife.
Who's getting a lot of crap, people hating on
exactly.
that guy now. Grand opening, grand closing for Matt Rife.
He was exposed.
Well, you know what the story with Matt Rife is? They're saying that he got his popularity by being like a handsome dude that women loved. And then when he got his chance on the big stage, he was trying to win over dudes and he came across as misogynistic. Like he.
Well, on the flip side, he didn't want to compromise his comedy to appease the women fans. His comedy came first. And that's sort of what he did and who he was. And people liked him on social media just for sort of being handsome and cute.
Well, I bring up Godfrey because he does the best Coach Prime impression I've ever seen. I know, remember Coach Prime? We talked about him for like months and then all of a sudden everyone stopped talking about him because Colorado came back to reality. But if you remember, a day didn't go by where everyone on Fox Sports, ESPN everywhere wasn't talking about Coach Prime. Godfrey might do the best Coach Prime. You know how people debate who does the best Trump? No debate. Best Godfrey? I'm sorry, best Coach Prime? Definitely Godfrey.
Really?
Rich thought it was actually...
Spot shows me the clip. I go, oh, what does Coach Prime say? And he goes, that's not Coach Prime, that's Godfrey. Because he's wearing the Colorado sweatshirt, the hat, the sunglasses.
He's got the cadence
like,
down, the voice.
Like, yeah, Coach Prime. Like, he has everything down. So look up our buddy Godfrey, comedian.
Oh, I want to hear it. Oh,
so go check that out. Now, something went down last night in the NBA, and I thought it was... At first, I was like, is this a deep fake? That's the problem today, by the way, with everything. I don't want to sound like an old guy, because I'm not. Dude, the problem today is I'll watch some crap, and then I have to spend time making sure it's not fake. That's the world we live in now, where you see a funny clip, and before you share it with your friends, or, I don't know, on a national radio broadcast, you want to make sure what you're seeing is actually real.
And I'm duped at least once a week. At least.
I mean, you were duped by Bigfoot a few times. You were duped by aliens. One time you were duped, Covino, by thinking there was a guy that could run on water. What did they call it?
Liquid mountaineering.
That's not a thing. But I was like, oh, this is true. Coach Popovich grabs the mic and addresses all the fans in San Antonio that are booing Kawhi Leonard. Now, you don't need to be a sports historian to remember, you know, Kawhi Leonard that helped that team win an NBA title. Kawhi Leonard, the guy who was an MVP caliber guy on that team
for years.
Dude,
he was the NBA Finals MVP in 2014. He played 7 years.
And by the way, best laugh in the game.
And what a smile. Yeah.
He also pushed his way out of town, though, with a fake injury.
Danny, I do remember that clearly because my wife is from New Braunfels, Texas, so all her friends and family are Spurs fans. So
it doesn't take away from his Finals MVP and his championship.
But they went from loving that guy to thinking he was full of it. And I think it's like, you know, you ever in a relationship where you could look back and be like, every time, most of the times I spent with this woman were fantastic. But if it ends in a weird, bitter way, then it sort of cancels out all the good.
Like, well, Rich, how many times in life do things end in a positive, amicable way? Anytime I hear amicable, I'm like, BS. They just say that for the press. Most relationships don't end in a fantastic way.
Hey, was your divorce amicable?
Yeah, because I'm on the radio and I'll say that.
Yeah, it's amicable. Amicable.
Speaking of fake stories that you all completely fall for, and Kawhi Leonard, there was that whole like thing where he just eats an entire apple with a knife and fork.
That was a fake story?
That was a fake story, but that was one I totally believed. As Kawhi went Leonard sitting around cutting up an apple going, apple time, apple time.
I believe it.
You learned something new. That's fake. Now, Kawhi Leonard, best laugh in the game. We forget, like I said, because it's the relationship that was fantastic, but then she slept with your best friend, so you forget all the good times. You just remember that she slept with your best friend. Kawhi Leonard, Danny's right, that like fake injury at the end. I want to say fake injury, but...
Not fake, but overblown and exaggerated a little bit. He stretched it out for a long time.
And then
with
got
his
out of
own
town.
Medical team, remember?
Yeah, hey, look, who knows for his side of things, and And you know what? I hate to say this. It's a somber thought, but everything has an expiration date. Maybe his time was done. Well, clearly his time was done there.
Yeah.
There's no right way to exit a situation that's not good for you anymore. You know, you're going to get backlash.
He won with the Raptors and was like, wow, Kawhi is like, you know, this dude's one of the best players in the game, if not the best player for a minute, right? Went to the Clippers with Paul George. They thought they were going to turn that thing around in a second. Has not worked out. So, long story short, too late. Goes back to San Antonio.
And they still hold on to that animosity.
Yeah, they still remember that, you know, he slept with their wife or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd starts booing.
They still remember the fact that he had the need to see other NBA teams.
And Coach Popovich grabbed the mic. Take a listen.
Kawhi with 8 points tonight, 3 of 5 from the floor. It is only 3.
Excuse me for a second.
Pops on
the
mic.
Stop all the booing. Let these guys play. It's got old glass. It's not who we are. Knock off the booing.
Wow.
I'm telling the fans to lay off Kawhi Leonard. That's not San Antonio.
Lay off the booing. And it poses, like, obviously the question of, do you want your coach telling you how to behave? And I will say this. There might be, you can add to the list if you want. There might be like 5 coaches that could say something and the fans would be like, you got a coach. And I feel like Popovich is one of those guys. What he's done in San Antonio, what, 5 rings? A guy that looked at around the league is like one of the great guys as far as understanding players.
He gave that city and those fans so many reasons to celebrate. What are you going to do? Not listen to this guy? Continue booing this guy? Boo louder? For so many reasons, this clip was so intriguing. Like, I loved it, but I wasn't sure why. I was like, do I love it because it's Pop telling everyone to simmer down? Do I love it because he's standing up for his former player that he won with? Do I love it because it's just controversial and I know people are going to hate it and some are going to love it?
I don't love the idea of the coach telling the fans how to behave. But again, I do think there's a few people that have that next level respect. And I hate to say it, Covino, because I'm a Mets fan. But back in the day, I feel like if for some reason Joe Torre went over the PA at Yankee Stadium, people better be listening.
Hey.
That's Joe Torre. You know, Pat Riley for the Lakers. If you are the
Tommy Lasorda at Dodger Stadium.
If Tommy Lasorda was like, hey, hold up, everybody, and grabbed the mic at Dodger Stadium, there's certain people that warranted a level of respect. This isn't like some year one coach. This isn't some knucklehead. This isn't Staley for the Chargers. No offense. This isn't some guy on the brink of losing his gig. This is maybe, arguably, a top 3 NBA coach of all time.
But a lot of people are saying, too, this is soft. Like, hey, people paid for their tickets. They could do whatever they want. It's a sporting event. So it's like, you know, boss move or soft move sort of question here, too. Yeah, I'm giving Popovich all the props in the world. He's earned that. There's no debate there. He's earned the fact that he can grab the mic and do what he wants. And whether or not people want to listen is up for debate. So I'd love to hear your feedback on this whole thing.
Let's hear it.
Feedback was strong. 877-99 on Fox.
So Covino posed the question, and I like it. I like it. Boss move or soft move? Popovich grabbing the mic, telling the crowd to simmer down now. Is that lame? Is that lame ass, or is that a cool move? Is that Popovich saying, hey, listen, I've been here, and you know what? Since 1999, for the last, you know, better part of 2+ decades, I've been bringing a winning culture here, and I'm about to start bringing a winning culture again in this next stage of my career with Wembanyama. So, do you respect Pop, or do you think this is a lame-ass move? We'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick, here on Fox Sports Radio. We are live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Hang tight.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
DJ Profet playing some Motown Philly. They had a bad breakup. Remember, the bass guy left, had a falling out, and they were like brothers. Later in the show, we're going to throw it back old school when 50 hits. 50 hits on the clock. Next hour, I believe.
Yeah.
A story that involves Hall & Oates.
Oh. It'll break your heart. So we're going to talk about the unfortunate breakups in the world of sports and music and entertainment on a little throwback Thursday.
I can't go for that.
Can't go for that? Uh-uh.
Well, we're Covino and Rich. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy and thankful to be in for the great Dan Patrick Show live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. The Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here with incredible offers on exceptional vehicles you're bound to love, like the EQB C-Class or the EQE SUV. Find an exclusive offer on a vehicle you'll adore now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. Again, lots to get to today. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Covino, live in Idaho. That's Rich Davis, back on the West Side. The big story is Coach Pop.
Yeah, as we get to the Coach Pop, we'll play the audio again. We'll discuss, but let me throw out a trivia question, and I'll give you the answer in about 10 minutes. How about that?
Oh, boy. What a tease.
Don't look it up. Don't be that punk ass that just Googles and looks on your phone. Let's do it old school style where...
Nah.
If a guy spoke
old school,
with,
meaning use your brain and think
yeah,
about it.
Use your brain. Yeah, as we all say, you know, back in the day, the loud, confident guy at the bar was right because no one could fact check him. The idiot at the barbershop that just spoke with conviction, you might have been like, yeah, maybe he is right about that. So use your brain, use your noggin on this Thanksgiving, and tell me. The one team that has never played on Thanksgiving Day. There's only one NFL franchise that has never won. Never lost. Never played on Thanksgiving Day. Just for the fun of it, the Lions, 37-44-2. The Cowboys, 32-22-1. But there is only one team that has never played on Thanksgiving. But the question we're posing now. Last night, Clippers, Spurs... Popovich grabs the mic, and this is what he says.
Kawhi with 8 points tonight, 3 of 5 from the floor. It is only 3.
Excuse me for a second.
Pops on
the
mic.
Stop all the booing, let these guys play. It's got no class. It's not who we are. Knock off the booing.
Damn.
I'm telling the fans to lay off Kawhi Leonard, but that's not San Antonio.
Well, apparently it is San Antonio because they're booing. And again, he had a falling out, much like Hall & Oates. But every relationship comes to an end one way or another. It's never really an amicable sort of thing. But he won an NBA Finals MVP in 2014. He won with the Spurs. He has history with Popovich. He played seven seasons. So there's a love-hate thing. And you could say, hey, it's not that serious. It's sports. You know, the booing is just part of the fun. And I get that. Like, Rich, I had my own booing stance. And it was...
How would you would crouch down.
Yeah, I'd crouch
and you
real
would
low. And then I'd project upward with my hands like this.
What's your booing stance?
Like a gargoyle?
Yes.
That's where I start, and then I project. And as I project, I stand up tall and proud. No, it's... Never boo your own team. And, you know, as a Yankees fan, I would see that often. And I'm like, how does that help? It's counterproductive. Like, there's a lot of fans that boo their own players and their own team when they're not playing well or when they're slumping. And I'm like, that doesn't help. You're just making it awkward. Give them the home field advantage. You're taking that home field advantage away. If you're going to boo the opposing team. So I've never had a problem with anyone booing the opposing team ever.
That's the whole point. That's right. The whole point of home field. Covino and I just came back from a little guys trip. We went to Denver. We caught the Vikings-Broncos game. And even on the scoreboard, when the Vikings were on offense in the second half, they would have messages like, hey, let's let those Vikings know how you really feel. And they put up the Vikings logo and the crowd would make noise.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was it in fun? Just like sports fans having fun booing Kawhi? Or was there something more malicious that I don't know about, right? Or that I'm not getting here? Look, I think what Popovich did was a classy move. I do feel that. But at the same time, why not both, right? I do feel that you're impeding on the fans' fun here. It's like that's part of the culture. You could boo and not be an a-hole about it.
I have two firm stances on this. Ridiculous to tell a fan base how to cheer and what to do. But part two of the stance is there's probably five coaches in all of sports combined that should have the full respect of the fan base, and I think Popovich is on that very, very, very short list of people.
He's absolute. That's not even
the most respected. The most respected coach in the NBA is grabbing the mic, saying what he's really saying is, "Hey, dopes, this guy helped us win back in the day. I get it, but let's get back to the game."
But why is he protecting Kawhi, you think? Does he have a soft spot for Kawhi because they won together? He knew him as a young man back in 2011 or whenever he started playing?
Covino, for all we know, he saw that his team was being thrown off by the boos, and he's like, yeah, let's just play the game.
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah. Either way, he has the clout to do that. There's no question there. But then you go to the feedback, Rich, and it's so interesting to see how everybody feels so differently about this.
Let's... start with Tommy in Florida. What's up, Tommy? You're on with Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
Hey, guys.
What up?
First of all, man, happy Thanksgiving. I love when you guys fill in for Dan Patrick. You guys are the best.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man.
So, thanks. I got two points. One, this is America. I know Popovich doesn't like America, but this is America, and you can boo, and you pay your money, you can do whatever you want. If you want to boo, boo. Number two, Popovich, in my opinion, he's like Belichick. He won when he had Tim Duncan. He's never going to win again. He didn't win before. The guy's a D-bag. So, you don't get on the loudspeaker and tell your fans what to do.
Wow.
That's how I think most people feel, but it is Coach Pop. So your feedback and your phone calls. Next at 877-99 on Fox. Happy Thanksgiving. We got more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.